Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Thank you. morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. From myself, Erica Joseph Shepherd, my husband, Joseph Shepherd, Jose Molineros, and Pastor Michael Vasica, Jessica, and this whole Tedline family here, I want to wish you and bless you into merry celebration in conjunction with the whole wide world celebrating the birth of our Savior, Lord, Redeemer, and King. And remember, you have to crown him. You have to crown him the same way that he crowns us. But we have to crown him first. I'm going to play this one more time, and then I'm going to share a little bit of my experience yesterday. And I'll share with you what God allows me to share from that experience. It was marvelous. See, you cannot preach what you cannot live. Remember that. You can talk it, but you can't demonstrate it.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him.
praise God. I am actually, it doesn't take me long to hear from God at all. I mean, I could have probably, maybe, but I don't think so. Because the key with me is obedience. A key with Christ and me and this relationship is obedience. So what God was saying to me is, I want you to get up. I want you to go right now. And it's interesting because I hadn't had a command from God like that since I've been here. But we're used to that when we were in South Carolina, when we were in Alabama. We're used to that. So as you know, I got up. We got up. I didn't know where we were going. I really didn't know how long we were going to be gone, but I knew that when I ministered to those children, that I was through for a minute. That was the end of the last job of the year for me. So it was storming. You couldn't hardly see. And the last time God put us on the road like that was, how many years ago? Four? How many? 2014. He put us out there on the road in the middle of a storm. And he did it again in 2019. Yesterday. So we were driving. Brother Joe started off driving. Then Jose drove. Brothers and sisters, because Brother Joe have difficulty driving at night. So, and we did have a rental car and those dogs, and it was absolutely miserable. Because I'm used to traveling in our Suburban, where we have a lot of space and room. Plus, I like the ride. It rides like it's just comfortable. So we were totally uncomfortable. Well, it kept on storming. And finally, we drove. See, at first I first thought God was going to send me to Maine. Because Maine was so heavy, and it still is in my heart, Maine. But then God said, no. He said, I want you to go south, and I thought he was going to send us to this other place I go that I haven't been to in a bunch of years. So we headed south in the storm. When we finally outdrove the storm, it was we couldn't find, when you have dogs with you, you know, hotels have strange pet policies. So I thought, okay, we'll find us a room and continue in the morning. That was my plan. But you got to understand, I'm totally submitted to God's plan. Didn't know where we were going, but I do know we were going to get there if we kept driving. So we stopped in this hotel. And the guy at the hotel, he said he had just got a flu shot. And he kept coughing and carrying on. And I kept binding and rebuking. So we got us some rooms. And the minute I hit that room, God started talking to me. This is what God said. He said, I'm going to put you to sleep. And when I wake you up, I'm going to refresh you. So I prayed over the room. And we went to sleep. And I did not get the message until after I came on the tent line and told you all what I told you yesterday, that I wasn't home. Didn't exactly know where I was going. So, right after that, when I hung up with you all, God gave me the message. He said, I placed you on a mountaintop. I put you on a mountaintop. And I said, okay. Because see, we've been here one year and maybe 2 months. So that was at 12. We've been here about 14 months here in Dalton. And the whole time I've been here, there's a placement battle going on, an establishment battle been going on. There are people that don't want me here in Dalton. And not probably for what you might think, but you see, when you come in a place with deliverance, now people here have been doing a lot of deliverance, a lot of inner healing. But this mantle I carry, it is for complete deliverance. You see, I don't believe that God half does anything. And I know that God is able to set a person totally free. But the devil has tricked the world into thinking that he has to do things like psychologists do them. Psychologists copy us. Are you hearing me, deliverance ministers? Psychologists copy us. It is the most inexact science that exists. Because technically, it's not a science. Psychology is not a science. There's a bunch of psychologists that get together and meet in a room and declare what should go into DSM-5 every year. And what they're doing now is they're copying us, deliverance, putting it in their psychological definitive book, and saying, because of the fact that they get paid by the amount of visits that are made to them, and deliverance ministers have helped them by saying, you got to go through this, or this, or this, or this, or this. And that all here, they tell me all the time, it's a process. It's a process lie. Where in the Bible does Jesus say it's a process? Nowhere. Jesus said that the Son would make you free. Jesus said, don't be entangled again once you get free. But the world is saying, oh yeah, be tangled up again, because God made you such a in an imperfect manner that it's going to take this and this and this and this and this. I'm totally against it. I totally do not believe it, because it is a lie, and it's the lie of lies. So I've been here this year, and I've been like holding my peace. I've been, because you can't come in nowhere trying to take over, and you can't come in, with your own agenda. I don't have an agenda. I have one agenda. To see as many people get set free like I did. Now, I'm not saying, you sit down one time and you can get told. It's called a miracle. And God has never stopped doing miracles. Deliverance itself is a miracle. Who ever heard of a human being able to cast something invisible out of another human body? And a complete transformation takes place. It's a miracle. It's nothing short of a miracle. But because so many people don't want to pay the price to move in that kind of power and authority, they take it and they've milked it down. They watered it down. So what the Lord told me is this. He said, now you got to realize that I have you on the mountaintop. He said, when Moses was delivering the children of Israel, they said they didn't want to come up to me. They told Moses to go up to God and bring it back down to them. He said, but I placed you on a mountaintop. Look at it. And then he showed me a vision. He said, when I told you to take those prayer requests, I told you to take them to the mountaintop. But you didn't realize you live on the mountaintop. You own the mountaintop. You're preaching from the mountaintop. I said, whoa, God, you're right. You're right. He said, so this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you from this day forward until I tell you to stop. He said, I want you to preach straight deliverance. I want you to preach it, teach it, walk it, talk it, eat it until I tell you to change. He said, I want you to go back to what I gave you. I said, God, I've been trying to, he said, deliver. That's all I want you to do. In the manner I gave it to you. He said, I don't want you to, which I don't do anyway, because God gave me something years ago. The Apostle Paul said, I never, ever built on another man's foundation. So that's why I've been a pioneer, and I never tried to build on the foundation of any of the great men and women that I've been around. Because I know this, God gives you your own ministry. Now, he'll put you around people to learn from if he's anointed you. If he has anointed you to function in this type of ministry. Okay? And it's been a teaching process for me for 30 years. But with this one understanding that people can't seem to get a hold of, I'm following Christ. I ain't trying to invent nothing new. And I tell people all the time, I'm not a counselor. You need a counselor? Go get you a Christian counselor. Because you and I will be in agreement. I mean, disagreement. Because I'm not here to counsel you. I'm here to cast out your demons, get you healed on the inside, and that will precede you being healed on the outside, and that's it. So he said, what I want you to do, I had to bring you down from the mountain so you could see where you are on the top of the mountain. He said, I want you to go back. He said, I want you to destroy hidden oppression. He said, I want you to destroy hidden works of darkness. He said, I'm going to bring it to light like never before. I want you to show and demonstrate people that the spirits are subject unto them. And I want you to rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. But I want you to understand that I have anointed you to preach the gospel of freedom. I have anointed you to take people from poverty into wealth. Because I understand it takes money to get this gospel out. I want you to go back and heal the brokenhearted. I want you to preach deliverance to the captives. I want you to minister recovering of sight to the spiritually blind. And I want you to set them at liberty. I've already given you the plan. I've already anointed you how to do it. Now I want you to go back and you know I've always used you to use oil. I put you there. I want you to anoint many with oil, the oil of my presence that I put you there to be able to utilize. And many, many that were sick will be sick no more, and I will heal them all. That's what I came down from the mountain to get. I got it. And after God gave it to me, I headed right back up the mountain. I told Brother Joe and Jose, I said, let's go back home now. We got it. I got it. I got it. Brothers and sisters, it is your obedience. It is your obedience to whatever God tells you to do, not because you understand it. 9 times out of 10, if you understand it, it ain't God anyway. But because you believe, and because God knows one thing about me, I want to please him. My life is built on pleasing him. And you know what? It'll bring you into a good life. It'll bring you into a God life. God said, I put you on that mountain top. I could have put you at the bottom. I could have put you in the middle. But I put you on the mountain top. And I want you to compel men to come. To come. To come. And yes. That was me that said, don't come with your own agenda. Come, because you want to please God. When you left off that mountain, all you wanted to do was please me. He said, that's the key. He said, but if they don't want to please me, how you think they're going to even hear you? They can't even hear you. I said, uh-oh. So, that's my Christmas experience with God. That's my experience that's going to make it merry, 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 merry. And it's already merry, merry, merry. So what I'm saying to you this morning is Merry Christ. Merry Christ. Happy Christ. Joyful Christ. Gladness in Christ. And I'm so happy this morning. And oh yeah, I'm still having the prayer on New Year's Eve. Pastor Michael is coming from New York. And I got to confirm, I didn't confirm nothing with very few people because I was really disturbed. I was disturbed that all these people weren't delivered. I couldn't understand it. So God knew where I was at because he put me there. He knew I was going to cry out to him, not for me. But because of the fact that people weren't delivered. And because there's some ridiculous bondage. And I didn't understand it. So I had to go to the only person that could give me the understanding. And that was God. Because see, God can show you the enemy's plan. He can show you the enemy's tactics. But it'll be his way. It'll be according to his plan. It'll be according to his timing. And it will be because you have crowned him King of Kings and Lord of Lords yourself. Yay! Happy birthday, Jesus! told me one more thing. He said, from now on, when you do your blog talk, when you do your Spreaker, when you do your iHeart, when you do your news station, you tell them, I'm coming to you from the mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia.
Come on. While shepherds kept their watching, O silent flocks by night, behold throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel's chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Yeah, go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born today.
Dinner, they serve jelly donuts. So the Lord told me, he said, go to Krispy Kreme and buy a dozen and a half of jelly donuts and take it over to Grace as a Christmas gift. So I went, well, Brother Joe, being a chef, bought jelly and lemon. And when he came back, I said, no, Brother Joe, Hanukkah is only jelly donuts. So he went back. But this is what God did. We took the jelly donuts over to Grace and had prayer with Johnny and Johnny and Leslie and Susan. And then we took the other donuts to feed the homeless, to just share them with the homeless. And brothers and sisters, don't forget Hanukkah, because it's a miracle time. I forgot to tell you that. Tedline did that. Praise God.
Hey, oh, am I, oh, 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 oh. Just living in a miracle, candles on my vehicle. 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be the visible. Born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle. Head up, head down through all of the bustle. New York City, wanna flex your muscle. Look so down, look so puzzled. Heart around your fire through all the rubble.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Bound to stumble and fall.
Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow. No need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind. Him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind. You will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive.
I stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
You you know how to be, and this is the light of festivity, when your broken heart yearns to be free.
Do you believe in miracles? Am I hearing you? Am I seeing you?
Ain't nice, ain't life, this right, keep me right, bless me.
Vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be the visible. Born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle. Head up, head down through all of the bustle. New York City, wanna flex your muscle. Look so down, look so puzzled. Heart around your fire through all the rubble.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Bound to stumble and fall.
Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow. No need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind. Him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind. You will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive.
I stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
You when your broken heart yearns to be free.
Do you believe?
angels cheer.
You shall reign forever.
Glory right before our eyes.
You shall reign forever.
Majesty in a manger lies.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Yes!
Over and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yes! Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
church. I can move around. I can wave my hand. Come on.
I can wave my hand.
When you speak to me, Lord, I can understand.
I can understand.
You give me a home to live in, where I can lay my head. You know I could have been sleeping in my grave, but you kept me alive instead. You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.